Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 20, The Rainy Season in Autumn, Text Number 18. Danu,
Danu.
Viyati,
Viyati,
Mahaindram,
Mahaindram.
Nirgunam,
Nirgunam.
Cha,
Cha.
Gunini,
Gunini.
Abhat, Vyate, Guna, Vyatikare, Agunavan,
Purusha,
Yata, Danur Vyati Mahendram, Nirgunam cha gunin yabat. Vyakte guna vyati kare. Gunavan purushoyata. Danura vyati mahendram. Nirgunam cha gunin yabat. Yakte guna viti kare. Gunavan purushoyata. Rainbow. Yeti within the sky. Mahaindram of Lord Indra. Nirgunam,
without qualities,
or without a bowstring. Cha,
although.
Gunini, within the sky, which has definite qualities like sound. Abhat,
appeared.
Vyakte,
within the manifest material nature.
Guna vyatikare, which consists of the interactions of material qualities. Agunavan, he who has no contact with material qualities. Purusha, the Supreme Person. Yata,
just as.
Translation purport by followers of Srila Prabhupada. Actually, purport is really by Prabhupada. When the curved bow of Indra, the rainbow, appeared in the sky, which had the quality of thundering sound, it was unlike ordinary bows because it did not rest upon a string. Similarly, when the Supreme Lord appears in this world, which is the interaction of the material qualities, he, unlike ordinary persons, because he remains free from all material qualities, he is unlike ordinary persons, because he remains free from all material qualities and independent of all material conditions. Purport. Srila Prabhupada comments as follows. Sometimes, in addition to the roaring of the clouds, there is the appearance of the rainbow, which stands as a bow without a string. Usually, a bow stands in the curved position because it is tied at its two ends by the bowstring. But in the rainbow, there is no such string. And yet it rests in the sky so beautifully. Similarly, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends to this material world, he appears just like an ordinary human being, but he is not resting on any material condition. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that he appears by his internal potency, which is free from the bondage of the external potency. But his bondage for the ordinary creature is freedom for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Danura vyati mahendram nirgunam cha guninyavat Vyakte guna viti kare gunavan purushoyata. When the curved bow of Indra, the rainbow, appeared in the sky, which had the quality of thundering sound, it was unlike ordinary bows because it did not rest upon its strength. Similarly, when the Supreme Lord appears in this world, which is the interaction of the material qualities, he is unlike ordinary persons because he remains free from the material qualities, independent of all material conditions. Om Vishnu Vraya Krishna Pristaya Bhutai Srimate Bhakti Viranta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Pasyatya De Sitarna. The difference between us and in the ordinary and Krishna is explained here. Because this is inconceivable to us. Because currently we're absorbed in worshipping this body. Actually, the living entity, the soul, never really changes its nature. The nature of the soul is to be a servant. In spiritual life, then we're a servant of Krishna. And in material life, we become the servant of this body and the mind. We've simply changed our worshipful deity, that's all. Just like now they're washing the temple, preparing Lord Jagannath's homecoming or whatever, coming back, get well party. So similarly, every morning we wake up and we make so many arrangements for this body. As soon as we wake up, we look in the mirror trying to figure out where we are or who we are. Then we decide that we're actually a servant of this body and we begin to perform abhishek. Then we make plans how to feed so many offerings a day to the body, how to decorate it, how to give our love to it, how to spread its fame in the three zones. We make so many plans for the body, to love the body, trying to get other people to love the body. And when we get onto a higher platform, then we are on the mental platform. We make subtle arrangements of the body, not only in this lifetime, but just like Jarasandha was convinced by Krishna and Arjuna and Bhima that even we should make arrangements, or he thought he should make arrangements for the glorification of this body, even if he had to leave the body. He is willing, as he said, to offer his head if in exchange he would get an immortal fame for his body. So much love for the body that we're willing to even kill ourselves so that the body can be glorified perpetually. Kill the body, at least. So actually now we're very fixed, steady, enthusiastic servants of the body. Although we may try to give a little love to Krishna here and there, but many times, especially for neophyte devotees, it's also part of an offering to the body. In other words, if Krishna can help my body, then I'll worship him. Otherwise, he's useless. But Krishna has no such material concept of life. As it says here, Ajopi san navyatma bhutanam ishvaropi san prakritim swamadishtaya sambhavam yatma maya. When Krishna appears, it's sambhavam yatma maya. He appears in his internal energy. He's not conditioned by the material energy just like we are. Here in the material energy, we're forced to love and serve a material conception, primarily. And after that conception, then a material desires, and then material senses, we're forced progressively into more and more service to illusory energy. As one great devotee said, Kamadinam katina katida palitas durni deshas te shamayi jatana kruna na trapino pushanti utrira tam yatapate laba buddhis Utsri Daitam Abhayam Sharanam Tvam Nikshvatmatasye. That in so many different ways we're serving our lust, kam, and then adi. Because if one begins to serve lust, it doesn't end there. As soon as lust is served, then if we're satisfied by the lust that we're serving, if it's satisfied, then we become greedy because we think it's happiness. We become more and more desirous of serving lust in order to serve our greed. And if we don't, or we're not able to serve our lust, then we become frustrated and angry, and then we serve our anger. He is my enemy, I've killed him. My other enemies, they'll all be killed. I am the Lord of everything. I am perfect. I am powerful. And I am happy. I am surrounded by rich and aristocratic relatives. I have to perform some sacrifice. I will go to the heavenly planets and kiss the apsaras there. In this way, the demoniac becomes bewildered by ignorance. So, demoniac mentality means so many different varieties of things to do in this world. Everyone has many, many varieties of things, and it's all to serve illusion. Illusion is that we think that this body is our worshipable deity. Not only do we think it's us, but we think it's our only object of love and devotion. And we expand our love and devotion only in relation to this body in the material world, in the material concept of life. But Krishna has no such limited conception of life. He loves everyone because he knows everything is coming from him. Everything is his, and everything is non-different from him. And as he loves himself, so he loves everyone also. He doesn't see any duality. And he's always in his internal energy. That is Ashva Bhakti, or prema, transcendental pleasure. Love or happiness means prema, or real love. Here in the material world, we also love. We love in order to get happiness. We perform service, but it's to a dead material body which is paying us back with old age, disease, and death, invariably. No matter how sincerely, and we're all very sincere servants of our body, we're not criticizing anyone here. That sincerity is obvious in all our activities. That unmotivated, even will sacrifice our own welfare for this body. We're so faithful. Uninterrupted. There's no cessation. Even our dreams, we're dreaming of serving the body. Or somebody. Usually not Krishna, though. So there's no end to it. There's no embarrassment. It is not that we wake up one day and we decide, I've had enough of serving this body. I'm not doing anything for it today. Doesn't matter what it tells me. I quit. No, every day we wake up, and the whole day is planned out exactly what to do for my body. And there's no embarrassment. People in the material world, at least, they can do the most abominable things, and they think it's all right because that's what their body wants. Some places they eat grasshoppers and cockroaches, snakes. Some places they eat dead bodies. They kill the grandfather, they roll him off the roof. And they like his brains especially because grandfather was wise, because he had nice brains. So the feast, they especially relish his brains. Anything goes, especially in Kali Yuga. There's no regulation in human form of life. One can eat anything, sleep anywhere, have sex with anyone or anything, man, woman, beast, dead, living, makes no difference. And defending, so many different varieties of defense, everyone's in anxiety, trying to protect themselves in so many different ways. There is no embarrassment. Whatever we do for the body, we think we've done for the noblest cause. The ultimate. And na karuna no prashanti utridatam yatapate. So there's no cessation, there is no satisfaction, there's no peace, and only if we gain some intelligence can we actually give it up. That is, that intelligence is to change our service from the body to Krishna. It is not that we have a whole lot of choices, although apparently people think they have a lot of choices, and they think freedom is to expand their choices in the material world, to choose between the mode of ignorance and the darkest of ignorance. They think that's their choice. They're tired of the same old mode of ignorance. Now they want to enter into some dark place in ignorance. Or maybe passion. Try to add a little salt on it, a little passion. Make it taste good. But make sure no goodness creeps in, because that would spoil the whole thing. People want to expand their choices, whether they think freedom in the material world means whether I go to McDonald's or Wendy's or Kentucky Fries. They think that's freedom. They don't realize that actually they're being dictated by their senses, that usually they go from Kentucky Fries, they graduate to Wendy's, and then they go to McDonald's as they fall down into the lower modes of nature. That's all. They're attracted by lower and lower material objects. And they think that's choice. But actually, real choice is whether we choose to enter into the material energy or into the spiritual energy. In the spiritual energy, there is loving service to Krishna, and that means to expand our loving propensity to all living entities, rather than trying to compete against all living entities, to expand our loving propensity to all living entities and try to actually serve them in a way which is actually appropriate for their situation. Here in the material world, we don't want to serve anyone. We only want to serve ourselves. In the name of serving our senses or serving our country, society, or love, actually we only want happiness for ourselves. And we think that happiness for ourselves will be all based upon happiness for this body or mind or our material conception of life. But if we water the root of the tree, which is our basic philosophy, one waters the root of the tree, then naturally the water goes to all the leaves and branches. By serving Krishna, the root of everything, then naturally all the souls and even the material energy, everything is arranged very nicely. And by serving our senses and mind in this material concept of life, that this is my worshipful deity, it stops right there. Maybe for a moment I can satisfy my senses in the name of so-called society, friendship, and love. But the next moment my senses are dissatisfied again, and they demand ever more sense gratification, and no one really is ever satisfied by my service, including myself. Prabhupada gives the example, in the material world, a man works a whole life trying to serve his family. And at the end, when he can't make any more money, they take him as a useless old dog or goat, whatever they, and they put him out to pasture. For all his loving service, he winds up simply like an old goat somewhere. And even at the time of death, when everyone's trying to pick his pockets, when he's leaving the world, he's lamenting, oh, I have to do so much more service for my family. Even the Yamadutas are yanking him away, still he's crying out for his beloved pet parakeet or something. A little bit more service he wants to do, just to gratify his senses. What are those senses? Some old, dead body. Sometimes when we're in a young, fresh body, we think, I have a whole life ahead of me. Yes, you have a whole life ahead of you to do service for a deteriorating, dead, old body. So that's your life ahead. Just like anyone who wants to find out what their future is, you can just look at your hand and just look at it very carefully and just watch as the line of life goes down, 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 down. And that's it. That's your future. No one can tell your future further than that by reading your palm. So the more we serve this young, fresh body, the more we get an old, dead body. Because it's always dead. People don't realize it, that their body is always dead. It's not that they're, my body's young and fresh. It's always dead. It's only due to the presence of the soul that appears to be alive. And in the course of time, the soul can't maintain the body because, or by the laws of material nature, the body deteriorates. And then it becomes apparent that it's a dead body. But the life of the soul is different. The life of the soul means to participate in Krishna's activities, to get out of the web of material entanglement. Just like the spider, when he builds his web, he's not at all affected by the web that he builds. It's not that we find a spider stuck in the web and the flies come and eat him. No, the spider builds a web and he's free to go anywhere he wants. But the flies who come onto the web, they get stuck. Similarly, the Supreme Lord creates the material world, but he's free to go anywhere here, do anything he wants. But when the living entity comes here in the false conception of trying to become the Lord, being captured by the illusory entity, he becomes like a fly and gets devoured by ignorance. Therefore, we should stop being flies, get off the web, and participate, at least make friends with the spider. Then he'll advise us not to land on the web anymore. Instead, we should participate in Krishna's activities, which are actually what we're looking for. We have to be a worshiper, we have to love someone or something. So therefore, better to love Krishna, and then one gets unlimited happiness, full consciousness, forever. Everything's more and more exciting at every moment. And when we're here, serving one dead body after another, the future is always very dark. So we can do that, and believe in the false propaganda, that if everything becomes electric, everything will be all right. They used to have that propaganda, make everything electric. So now things are more electric. People are, practically speaking, waves are going through us, video, microwaves, telephone waves, television waves. We're becoming electrified ourselves. And yet, life is not any better than it was before. Even we start glowing green or pink, it won't make any difference. Still be the same old material world. So I'll stop there. Any questions? Comments? Anyone want to defend their material body and their love affair? This is the best one I got since time immemorial. Can't complain. Like people ask all the time, how are you doing? I'm all right. I'm doing good. That's the best one. I'm doing good. I'm good. Good for what? In the airport, I was meeting people. I say, hi, you know, they say, no, I'm good. You get offer them a book. They go, no, I'm good. I say, you could be better, right? They go, no, couldn't be any better. They say that here in Australia, I'm good. She'll be right.
Unless you do that with somebody, it's not bad.
Not bad. Yeah. They're a little bit more pessimistic. New Zealand's as good as gold. Here they're hoping the future. They say, she'll be right, Mike. Something. Or no worries, Mike. Although everyone's completely in anxiety. Anything else? Okay, Grantharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Premanande.